think that, so, good morning. Thank you for coming. I want to talk a little bit about sounds this morning. And starting with the moo, because that's something that we do here at Rinzai, but that's not done at all Buddhist temples for sure. It's not done at the San Francisco Zen Center, for instance. And basically, even, you know, there's the Indian word of om, which is supposed to be just, you know, the energy of the world, you know, coming through you and who you are at that time. And in some ways, that's true for mu, M-U also. It's just the energy of where you are, where we are, where we have come from, and where we're going, and just coming out in that one word. So there's not a supposed to be a sound, you know, like it's supposed to sound like this, or it's supposed to sound like this. It's just wherever, whatever comes out, you know, and in some ways, you might be surprised what comes out. You might think, oh, I'm gonna do a loud moo, you know, and something, you know, a little sweet comes out or something. But that's okay, because that's just where you are at that particular time. The word itself refers to the sense of emptiness, or in Sanskrit, sunyata, which means emptiness. Sometimes Buddhism is kind of criticized because people think that when the word emptiness is used, that it means nothing, kind of nihilistic, that there's nothing, there's no presence, there's nothing, there's no being, there's just nothing. And really, that's not it. It's more the nothingness of something that can receive. So if you have like an empty vase, for instance, it can receive what will be put into that vase. If you have an empty room, it can receive what is put into that room. So when we try to empty our minds, for instance, it's like that we are opening up ourselves and in a way trusting that whatever comes to us that we can receive. And what happens a lot of times is what comes to us is, oh, I shouldn't be doing it that way. I should be doing it this way. This isn't what's supposed to be happening. The dog's not supposed to be barking. And those are things that are just gonna come up because we're human beings and we have a tendency to filter through shoulds and should nots and supposed tos and supposed not. But if we can, just even for a moment while you're doing Zazen, just to let go of that and just to see, oh, there's that judgment or there's that, you know, need to put it in a certain box or something, and just see that's what came up, and let it go. You know, you don't have to hang on to it. You don't have to. I was a therapist, and you know, when I think about being a therapist now, I think so much of the work was what was wrong with the person for being that way, for doing that, for the parent having done that, that sort of thing. And there was so much focus on what was kind of pathological, and not so much focus on this is just who you are, and this is how you are at this particular moment, just right now. That's just how you are. You know, if you clap your hand at that second, you can't change how you are. You can't change your nationality, your work, your age. There's nothing to be changed. It just is. So that's a little bit about the word mu. The other sounds that came up that I heard, anyway, was certainly the water flow. Did people hear that? Could you hear that, you say? No? Okay. Next time you come, see if you can hear it, because sometimes the water is not on out there, so you can't hear it. But sometimes it is, and if we're really, really quiet, we can hear it. We might hear our stomach gurgling. You know, sometimes we've sat as a group, and it's kind of like gurgle, 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 gurgle. It just kind of goes down the road, you know. And early on, when I first came, if Reverend Ito used to say, that's Buddha talking to you. So listen up. So that's a sound that we can hear. Certainly the sharpness of the dog barking, you know. And, you know, my first thought is, why don't they take that dog in, you know? And then, okay, you know, but the dog's just outside. Dogs bark. That's what they do. So, you know, he also was quiet after a little while, too. So that was good. The bird was out there. Mm-hmm. Did people hear the birds? Yeah. Did you hear the bird? Good for you. Yeah. I don't know if there's two different kinds or if it was the same one. It's chattering. Sometimes we have a bullfrog out there, and he just croaks very nicely. He's has yet to be seen, at least I've not seen him. And have you seen
no.
him? So we think there's a bullfrog out there. It sounds like there's a bullfrog out there. So what are those sounds, though? They are just our way of connecting with our world, you know, and just seeing that that is what's happening for that moment. The sound of the motorcycle going by, the sound of the bird, is just what's happening for that moment. And the if what we can notice is if our internal dialogue is going on, we won't notice those things. We just don't know. We don't experience them. We don't experience ourselves judging or evaluating or opinionating or anything about it. We just are kind of in that little mental zone that it's easy to get into when we do zazen or when we just live life. So what I would encourage you, one other quick little story. This is mostly for Issei. I have my youngest son, who's now 46, older than most of you, he used to go to a Montessori school. And he came home one day and he said, Mom, listen. I said, what? Can you hear your heart? And that was what they used to help him quiet down, because Paul is a fidgety guy. He hasn't calmed down all that much. But even just listening to your heart sometimes, can you really hear it? I know if you lay on your pillow a certain way, sometimes you can hear your heart. But, you know, just what are the sounds that are being brought to you, that are introduced into that empty space that is open because you allowed yourself? And that's what Zazen helps us to do. It just helps us to learn to be more quiet, listen, and just be. So, thank you for being here. A nice week. It's supposed to be hot again today, I think. So, did you get hot sitting with the back?
Sorry.